Network. I'm your host, Fierce Benson, and today is Wednesday, baby. I'm going to chew it all up on today, baby. I'm going to chew it up. Listen, I'm just going to chew it up and spit it out. How about that? You know what I'm saying? Listen, earlier I had some whiskey. If y'all didn't hear about it, let me tell you. I had some whiskey, and the music was so good. The glass filled. My fur baby, Gizmo, got all into the whiskey, and he's at the veterinarian. So listen, you know, my bat phone is still not working, so I don't know if Gizmo is okay or not. So I don't know what's happening. So listen, if things get a little crazy around here, if you hear me being taken off in a second, that means that something is wrong with Gizmo, and I have to just get into my bat jet and just fly off. You know what I'm talking about? Listen, we do everything for our fur babies. I am telling you, so when Gizmo had the whiskey, I tell you, it was just a shame. It was a shame. So listen, y'all don't know. I hope the fur baby police don't get me. But listen, y'all know I love to entertain. Listen. It is going down tonight, February 22nd, 2023, 6:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got groups on up to the ACL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bagotti. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. GumbaRum.com, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M. Get your Gumba Rum, baby. Get it online, baby. We got two different flavors, natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO of Gumba Rum is Steve. Shaka-laka-boom-boom-boom. Yeah, baby. The hardest working retired man ever. Let me tell you something. Before I get into the music, I want you to get into this. While you're on Facebook, keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow, and I would greatly appreciate it. Come on up in here. On tonight is independent artist Big G Code. Big G Code. Oh, my goodness. I think 911's been called. Big G Code is in the house. Listen, let me tell you, an independent artist holding sparkle. Oh, my God, we're going to get down, baby. Come on. Rock with me and see what we're going to do. Rock it. Oh, baby. Come on. Get down. Get down. Get down. All right. We're getting on down with it. Got some hot music in the house, baby. This one is by independent artist Big G Code 911. Listen. I just feel like calling 911 for some reason because independent artist Big G Code is in the house. Listen, y'all, he going to throw something really tough down on us. He coming packing and loaded with some big guns, baby. Listen, this one is called They Call Me. They Call Me. Listen, they might try to call me some of everything, but guess what? I ain't going to call them back. Y'all, I ain't studying about that, baby. Listen up in here. When I think about the song They Call Me, you know what I think about, and y'all know I'm a licensed life coach by Monique Carradine. She worked in the Windy City at Fox Channel 32 News. She was a reporter and a journalist many years ago. But let me tell you, I have to put that out because so many people are out here frightened and they ain't got no papers. So listen, let me tell you something. They Call Me, that song, when I think about that song, They Call Me, people can call you anything. But honey, when you too busy working on your goals, you ain't got time to be calling nobody. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is this. You ain't got time to be clapping back. You know what I'm saying? People will clap at you all the time. They will be, whoop, 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 whoop. And guess what? I ain't got time to be going, no, because you know what? You use up too much strength and energy trying to clap back at somebody. Guess what? Use that clap back energy and do something positive with it. It's called Positive, which is my book on Amazon. It is all about positive thinking. That's what Positive is. It's exercising positive thinking. So what? We're going to take a listen right now. And they call me. Independent artist Big Chico. And he's going to throw it down like this. They Call Me.
Hey, fuck these niggas out there.
They call me Big Chico. Yeah, I'm on the up and up. Only fuck with nasty sluts. They love to get the bus. You niggas suck a bus. Always tough the bitch. I just wanna get rich. Big bank account, Rory in the front yard. Got my neighbors mad, hasn't left the test driver. So they can stop the hate. I just wanna motivate and get my paper straight. Let my bad kids have it and let them records play. Y'all niggas ain't built this way. You got your mama way. I grew up with soldiers, nigga. I never tore, I never fold. Take the paperwork. Two strikes up on my belt, I did it to myself. One more fuck up, they gon' give me double life. Bitch, I'm still outside, thuggin' every night.
Me of Fridays, you know when he pulls up and he always pick up Smokey and he calls him, hey Smokey, that's what, you know, that song kind of reminds me of Friday, you know when you go and you pick up your friends, you know, you pick up your BFF or whatever you want to call them. You got so many abbreviations for a best friend, your ride or die. I like that. You pick up the one that's 100 with you. You know what I'm talking about. I like the 100 circle. And this song, They Call Me. You know, he said he's just trying to motivate. You know what I mean? Sometimes some people, let me tell y'all something. Some people is hard to motivate. You know, either you going to do it or you ain't. I'm like this. You know, I get really riled up. You know, it's like, get it done already. I always be turned up. I'm like turned up to 110 all the time. And when, you know, when somebody gets supposed to do something, and it seemed like to me they're taking too long. I'd be like, oh my God. I'd be like wanting to light a fire somewhere. I'm just kidding, y'all. Y'all know I like to entertain. But did y'all notice today is a triple two day? It's 222, February 22nd, baby. That means, you know, you better be doing something really good. I don't know. I like the number two anyway. Two is like my blessed number. My blessed number. It really is. It really is. So anyway, I got some more beats to throw down and put down on y'all. Independent artist Holden, my guy, Holden Swagger. This one is called Down Low. He got it going on. Listen, I love this guy. He's got comes out. He had some other music that came out, but this one is just really, it's so dope. It's so fire and it's so dope. It is so hot. It's called Down Low. Y'all check him out. that is holding, holding, holding. You know what? He does it very well. I am telling you. His voice is naturally melodious. Really? It really is. And you know what? He uses it to his advantage. And so you know what I'm saying. So the word melancholy is what I'm talking about. So when you have a voice that's kind of like melancholy, like his, you can use it to your advantage. And he really does. It speaks to the soul because, you know, he's just coming from a deep place, artistic. He's coming from a deep artistic place that really reaches you. And I love this song, Down Low. It is awesome. And I told you guys earlier, when I was playing his music, it reminds me of Bobby Vinton, Mr. Lonely. You know, it's like pure talent. He is so wonderful. I love what he's doing. So, Les, I am pretty much out of time. I got to get on up out of here. I was looking at a story before I go. I was wondering if I should even say anything about this story. I was skimming through it, right? And I was trying to see what was the down and dirty of this particular story. Well, listen, y'all check this out up in here. So listen, let me tell you something. This article is about this man wanting $500 a month from in-laws to pay for their lifestyle. I'm like, well, let me tell you a piece of information up in here. Who has an extra $500 a month to pay for somebody's lifestyle? You know, so listen. They have, the husband and wife make about $3,000 a month, right? And they save $2,000 a month. So I'm like, well, what do you need $500 a month from your family members? Indefinitely. They didn't put a time period. They just said, we need about $500 a month, you know, because we need to have our lifestyle support. I'm like, are you crazy up in here? You really not? Listen, let me tell you a quick story. I got a few minutes. Let me tell you a quick story. I had this happen to me one time. I was dating this guy, right? I was dating this guy. Now, I'm working a full-time job, making pretty decent money for back then, pretty decent. Well, that's me, no kids, you know. I could save money, do whatever I wanted to do, you know, live the lifestyle I wanted to do. Now, he's saying that he's got a job and everything. Well, lo and behold, he didn't have a job. Guess what, y'all? Somebody was financing his lifestyle to take me out. And I said, now, this is really creepy. And you know how I found out? I said, well, let me just check around here. He told me he worked at this particular store. I did my little FBI thing. I said, I'm going to call and pretend like I'm an employment agent and I'm checking him out. So listen, I did the whole spiel on the telephone. And they said, this guy hadn't worked here. His name was Daniel. They said, this guy hadn't worked here. All right, engineer, just go ahead and tell me it's time to get off the air. So listen, let me tell you something. The guy hadn't worked there in 6 months. Do you hear me up in here? He hadn't worked there in 6 months. And I said, when I faced him with it, I said, listen. And when I approached him, I said, well, Daniel, what's going on? How's your job going? He didn't come clean. He just says, oh, everything is fine. You know, everything is cool. Well, I said, well, you know what? They tell him you hadn't been there in 6 months. I said, well, what's going on? So long story short, he tells me, well, my friend's been giving me money to take you out all the time. I was like, you got to be kidding me. I said, that's the craziest thing I ever heard, but that's pretty dirty and that's pretty mean. So long story short, that relationship did not go too far. You hear what I'm saying? He didn't even have a job, and he wasn't looking for a job. He's just coming around my job trying to, you know, smooth me up. I said, nope, I'm not your come-up hire girl. I'm like, you are out of here, dude. Goodbye. So listen, I got to get up out of here. The engineer's trying to cut me off and turn off the lights. So listen, it's been a stone cold blast, but guess what? I get to come back later on and get to do it all over again. In the special words of Don Cornelius, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.